I started school in Greece last year and now I'm in the last year of middle school. I go to school with Amin and Hassan, who live with me at the shelter. We're friends, especially me and Amin. Even though he and I have known each other for only 5 or 6 months, it feels like we've known each other for years. We're like brothers. Of all my classes at school, I like math and physics the best. I want to become a mechanic, and you've got to know those subjects to do that. My brother, who lives in Iran, is a mechanic, and of course he knows how to drive, but not me yet. I'm sad he's not here with me. But I like living in Greece, because it's a country where there's space and I feel safe. Every day I get up around 6 o'clock and have breakfast and get ready for school. There's a school bus that comes and picks us up right across from the shelter. On the ride to school, which takes half an hour, I like to put on earphones and listen to music on my phone. When we finish in the afternoon, I sometimes come back on the school bus, but other times I take public transportation on my own, along with some classmates who don't live in my shelter. I go to the gym too, where I'm learning how to box. I like boxing, but I'm going to start soccer soon, which I like better. When I get back to the shelter, I do my homework, listen to music, and at night before I go to bed, I usually watch a movie. I enjoyed going to the museum and being part of the program. Every day after school, I'd go with Amin and Hassan, and it was great being there and discussing stuff together. I'm looking forward to when the exhibition opens, and I'll be going to the museum again and again every day. I can't wait to see what the place will look like with all our photographs and people coming to see them. One of the works we saw at the museum which made a big impression on me was the Swedish Flying Carpet by Kostis Velonis. Its waves reminded me of a seagull flying to leave a country where it's cold to go to one where it's warmer. Just like I wanted to leave my country. That's what I kept saying, I want to leave. Because I didn't like the situation there. I wasn't safe, and in the end I managed to get away. We played hopscotch in Iran too. In this artwork of the museum, each square shows something a refugee has to go through when he gets to a foreign country. He waits for his papers and goes from office to office to different agencies and waits until the whole process is finished and then he can stay here legally. There are a lot of people coming to Greece from a lot of different countries. At school there are kids from all over the world, even from South America. I have a classmate from Argentina and another one from Mexico. The work with the clothes bundle reminded me of my country. We also used to wrap our clothes up and tie them in a bundle when we'd take small trips. I like the colours of the fabrics in the work, especially the red. I have a gift someone gave me once, and if I had a bundle like that today, I'd put the gift inside to keep it safe so that it wouldn't ever break. If each of us is a bundle where we hide stuff we've experienced and have inside our brain, it takes a long time to open up and share all that with other people. I've got things inside me that I don't share with anybody. My bundle has a really tight knot and I don't take anything out into the open. The only thing I do now and then is to go down to the sea and share what I'm thinking with the water. The shelter is near the sea and I can get there easily. Even when I was staying at another facility, which was further away, I'd come down to the sea to be alone and just listen to the water, to be alone with my thoughts. Bill Viola's video with the water reminded me of an American film I saw one night at the shelter on my cell phone. The movie showed the end of the world. I don't know what the artist meant, but I think he used the water to show that the end of the world had come. I liked Kostas Tsoklis' work with the fish a lot. The fish has lost its freedom. I wouldn't like to be in its place, no way. If each painting of this artist shows a different country, then mine is the one with the harpoon in it. And because I didn't want to see all the awful things that were happening there, I wanted to go to a country which is at peace. Like the people in the paintings next to the fish, who are leaving to go to another country without looking at the fish. One of those people could be me. Someone who doesn't want to live in a country that's being bombed.